my blood, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do, for his good pleasure. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. In the previous passage, we heard last week that because Jesus has died for us on the cross, he became a man and he died on the cross for our sins. Because he did that, his name is exalted above every name. Every knee bows in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And so when the apostle has us thinking of Jesus resurrected and sitting on the throne of glory in heaven, he says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. See, the apostle knows about the Philippians what I know about you, dear children, that you care very much what I think of you. And he knew that the Philippians cared very much what he thought of them. And that when the apostle would be around, they would be on their best behavior. Oh, here comes Paul. We better act like Christians now. Oh, here comes Dad. Oh, here comes Mom. We better act like Christians now. Or maybe the whole family. Oh, someone's driving up the drive. It might be someone from the church. We better act like Christians now. But what has he just set before us in this letter? That Jesus is exalted. And that one of the ways that he is especially as exalted is as our Savior. Because he is Jesus, Yahweh who saves. Remember that from Isaiah 45 verses 21 through 25. And we thought about how it especially proclaims Jesus to be Yahweh the Creator, who alone is God and there is no other, who alone is the Savior and there is no other. And he says, therefore, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Not just because you're before the apostles' face, Philippians, or because you're before our face, our beloved children. And notice he calls them beloved too. They are dear to him. But he wants them to work out their own salvation with the right fear, first of all. Not the fear of men, not the desire that others would be pleased with us, that others would think well of us, but especially that Jesus would be glorified as their Savior by the working out of his salvation in their lives. That's what we should be aiming at as we seek to grow in grace, that Christ would be shown to be a great Savior, that the praising in heaven and the praising on earth and even the grumbling, grudging acknowledgement of him and bowing under the earth, that it would be increased by Jesus being shown to be the Savior, by our growing in grace. So the first thing is that we would work out our salvation with the right fear. Not the fear of men, but the fear of God and the honoring of our Redeemer. Second thing is that we would work out our own salvation with great fear. We may hurry up and try to look better than we actually are before men. But if we're working out our salvation, if we're seeking to grow in grace, to love God with all our heart and strength, to love our neighbor as ourselves, to delight in his law and meditate on it day and night, if we're seeking all those things out of the fear of God, then it will not just be work out your own salvation with fear, but work out your own salvation with trembling. We'll realize that we are before God himself. We'll realize how big a thing is happening as we put sin to death and as we become more and more alive in the way that we live unto God in Jesus Christ. Because now we're not just growing and we're not just becoming more favorable, more pleasing, growing in favor with God and with men. But Jesus himself is having his honor shown more and more in our lives. And that's a weighty and marvelous thing. There are lots of things that Sophia does. But when I ask her to do something for me, she gets this desire and pleasure, and she knows that even something like opening up the tea bags is a big job when it's Daddy's tea bags. She very carefully opens them up and takes the bags out and puts them in my jar and drapes the string over the edge of the jar and goes and puts it where. Why is it such a big deal? It's just tea bags. It's just a jar. It's just make, because it's Daddy's tea bags and Daddy's jar. We are to view our own sanctification in the same way. But because it is Christ the Savior, whose glory as our Savior is being shown as his salvation is applied to us, we ought to carry that job with trembling. So we are to seek to be sanctified, to grow in holiness, not just with the right fear, but with a great fear. But not the great fear where we're always nervous about it, with a great fear that comes at the same time with a great confidence. Why? For verse 13, it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So it's the same thing that makes us tremble as we do it with awe that makes us do it not with nervousness, not with the trembling or fear that it might fail, but with the certainty that it will succeed. Because it being something in which God is being glorified, and that God who became a man and died and rose again for us, Jesus, our God and Savior, it being something that he is glorified and he is doing in us, makes it something not only that makes us tremble with awe at what it is that is happening, but also makes us wonderfully confident that it will succeed because Jesus is the one who does it. Sometimes we're troubled by the fact that we don't even desire holiness like we should. In fact, whenever we really get to thinking about it, we're troubled by the fact that we don't desire the holiness like we should. How can it possibly succeed if I don't even desire it enough? Well, what if it's God who is working in us, who has produced even that tiny little bit of willing, that tiny little bit of desiring? Well, the place where a little bit of desire for holiness has come from is the place from which perfect desire for holiness will one day have completed coming from. And so, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Yeah. So as we seek to desire holiness and grow in holiness and enjoy the working out, which is actually the language here, is it's a word that means we might say to work in, to spread out, the working in of our salvation. Let us do it with the right fear, the fear of God, with a great fear, this trembling at the greatness of what is happening as God makes a Christian holy, and with great confidence because it is God who is making us holy. Let's pray. Oh, Father, and oh Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you would help us by your Spirit, because we do fear man so much. We're so mindful of being before the eyes of other humans, just like the Philippians were when Paul was around and would do this in his presence. So we pray that, especially when there's no one else around, that it would be that time most of all that we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Since that is the time that is clear, that it's clearest, that we are only before your eyes. Help us by your Spirit to have the right fear, the fear of God and not the fear of man. Help us by your Spirit to love the glory of Christ, to desire that he would be glorified by our growth in holiness, so that it would be with great fear, with fear and trembling. And we pray that you would make us, by having eyes on you, and the glory of Christ and the fact that his salvation is what is being worked out in us, that you would also increase our confidence, that we would not be anxious Christians as we pursue sanctification, but that we would be Christians whose confidence is in Jesus as we pursue our sanctification. So do this in us, we pray, and do this for us by the working of your Spirit, we ask. In Jesus' name, and your children here say,
Amen.
Amen. So, and it 32A and B in the blue, or 393, Spirit of God dwells out of my heart in the red.